Yes, the Gemara says, "My law, the deinu chai v'imachai, deinu meis v'imameis." The argument is they're both meis, and still you see the placenta is not makabel tumah mashmit, not doesn't have a look like the basar. The Gemara says, "Loi, deinu chai v'imachai, v'imachaiyo, deinu meis v'imachai." In both cases, the mother's alive, and the placenta has a look like the mother. That's why it's tor. It's not makabel tumah, but really the placenta is like the basar of the mother. When the mother is trife would be asatid also. The more of a tiny we learn, Beinu chai v'imai chaya, Beinu meis v'imai meisa. Mashmukhlin, even though the mother is a meisa, the both meisa, still the placenta is muta. Master, the placenta has no halacha, like both of it's called, like kirsha v'yama. So more so true, itanya tanya, if you learn like that, enachnami, then you'll be right. The enachnami, here's the proof, taka, that the ore around the placenta is called like Bosa B'yama. It's called like Pirshta B'yama. Now the Mishnah says, Dak Tomei Shabola Dak Tor. Let's say a treif of fish swallowed the carcass of a fish. So Mutav Achila, Yishno Stil Yilari Tev Dak Tor. Of the Tor, a Tordik of fish, Shabola Dak Tomei, is also Achila. Yidnalari that treif of fish in the Dak Tor. The fish, no gidula, didn't grow in this fish. It's a fish by itself. And if it's treif, it's treif. It's tor, it's tor. Since it didn't grow, Rashi says, "L'kishoy yechai bola." After it grew, you swallowed it up. But if it would have grown inside the fish, shenekonami, that's the klal. Yoytsa minat tor is tor. Another more says, "Kai medechazina de bola." Mishnah, we know clearly that this mother big fish swallowed the small fish. Haloy chazina de bola. If we did not see that it swallowed it, I mean, then we would say Ashrut Yashrit, that it grew inside it. Then Echonami, which is Dag Tor, Zeshinim Tzabatech HaTomei, Nishvetz V'gufay V'iburay, who be Yosef, would be Yosef Achila. So Minon, how do we know this? Samora says, the time is going like this. Dag Tomei Mashrit Dag Tor. It's like this. Dag Tomei Mashrit. A Dag Tomei, like, gives out fish. Dag Tor Matu Beitzim. So again, Dag Tomei Mashrits means the Dag Tomei Taka produces the fish inside it. Dag Tor, a Tordika fish, is Mata Beitzim, legs, eggs. So therefore, now Mishnah, if the Dag Tomei would have a Dag Tor inside it, why is the Mut? Only because we saw him swallow it. Well, if we went to saw him swallow it, then we'd have to be afraid it was created inside him, like it says here, a Dag Tomei is Mashrits, and then it would have been also Bachilo. Mazihoch, if so, Ki Chazin and the Bol, even if we see that the doctor may swallow the doctor, Amrinon, high ichul, via shrut seyashvat. Why don't we say the one that he swallowed got like this, got digested already? And the fish we find now inside him is the one that was created in him, and it should be Yosef Achilu then. Amrashet, Rashet, says, Kagoin Shemotsu Derech Arei, that we find it by the excrement, by the Derech Arei was coming out. So if it would have been formed in the body, it wouldn't come out there. So it must be that it swallowed it, and now it's coming out. That's why it's tor. We have Papua Makagoin Shemotza Derech Beisabli, and now that we found this fish in its throat when it was swallowing it down. So therefore, for sure, it was not created in its goof, but rather, this is the fish that he swallowed. Rav Nachman Makagoin Shemotza Shalom, we find it could be complete. And since we find it could be complete, for sure, it was not like being created inside it, because otherwise, it wouldn't have been complete yet. Rashi says, Shenigma called through us, so the godler was big. The yuber would have been created inside him, it wouldn't have been so big inside. Rav Ashi Yoma Roiv Dogim B'minim Mishrotz. No, you have a right to be Samech on Roiv. Roiv Dogim, when the creator have a fish inside them, it's their own min. And therefore, Kimi Shabola Fanein Odom. He also know that any time we find a dark tummy that has inside him a dark tor, that's considered as if we know that he swallowed it. Because normally, al pi roiv, a dark tom is only mashrits inside him another dark tummy. So if we find a dark tor inside him, we have right to say that most probably he swallowed it. So even though we don't see him swallow it, still it'll be muta b'achila. That's called kemisha b'alafleinu dummy. Torah b'alafleinu dummy, this. Dark tummy mashrits. A dark tummy is mashrits. Dark tor is matu beitzim. And kol hamoylid, Menik, anything that gives birth could nurse. The cholamato beis every time they only lay eggs, malakit, chutz, malakit means the mother has to go collect food to feed the kids. Chutz miyatlef, excluding the bat, shalfer pi shemato beis, even though it lays eggs, menik, it could also nurse. All right, we'll stop here.